Module 1, The Foundation Lesson 9, Where the Real Opportunity Lies. By now, you understand the reality of the sales floor. You understand the environment. You understand the pressure. You understand the inconsistency. You understand how easy it is to drift. Now we focus on something most salespeople never truly see, the opportunity. Because in this industry, the opportunity is not always obvious. It is not always sitting in front of you. It is not always walking through the door. It is not always given to you. Most people think opportunity is a walk-in guest, a strong lead, a ready-to-buy customer. But that is only a small part of it. The real opportunity lies in what most people ignore: follow-ups that were never done properly, guests who were never contacted again, deals that were never fully worked, relationships that were never built. That is where the real opportunity sits, hidden inside unfinished work. This is where professionals separate themselves. They do not only focus on new opportunities, they maximize existing ones. They go back to old conversations. They reconnect with past guests. They follow up with intention. They build pipelines, not just moments, because they understand something important. Very few deals are lost immediately. Most deals are lost over time through lack of action. A missed call, a delayed message, a weak follow-up, a lack of urgency. And just like that, the opportunity disappears. Not because the guest was not interested, but because the process was not managed properly. That is where your advantage is. If you are structured, if you are disciplined, if you take responsibility, you start seeing opportunities everywhere. Not just in new traffic, but in your existing pipeline. That is how volume is built. Not by waiting for perfect situations, but by working every situation properly. Another important truth: most salespeople underestimate how much business is already around them. They think they need more leads. They think they need better traffic. They think they need the right type of guest. But in reality, they are sitting on missed opportunities every single day. People they have already spoken to, people who showed interest, people who were close to making a decision. And all it takes is one proper follow-up to bring that deal back to life. That is the reality. Opportunity is not rare. It is just not managed correctly. There is also another level to this: long-term opportunity. Every guest you speak to is not just a deal. They are future business, referrals, repeat purchases, service relationships. But only if you treat them correctly. If your focus is only on closing quickly, you miss that. If your focus is on building properly, you create ongoing opportunity. That is how top performers build consistency. They don't start from zero every month. They build momentum. They build networks. They build trust. They build relationships that continue to produce results. That is the real opportunity. This lesson is here to shift your perspective. Stop thinking, "I need something new to happen." Start thinking, "What can I do with what I already have?" Because that is where control comes in. You may not control how many people walk in, but you control how many people you follow up with. You control how many conversations you restart. You control how many opportunities you create from existing work. And that is enough to change your results. Key takeaway: opportunity in sales is not limited to new leads or walk-in traffic. The real opportunity lies in how well you manage your existing pipeline, follow-ups, and relationships. Most deals are not lost immediately. They are lost through lack of consistent action. Final takeaway: if you want more deals, do not only look for new opportunities. Start by working the opportunities you already have. When you manage your pipeline properly and stay consistent with follow-ups, you turn missed chances into real results.